Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia. Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
01904.
First and last name on the account?
Karen Shiamahorak.
You said that zip code was 01904?
Correct.
Okay, will it be under a different name?
It could be under John Horak.
Okay, for security of the account, can you verify your shipping address?
74 York Road, Lynn, 01904.
I've looked at his account for the Pure Mini Pods and smartwatch and how those products have been working for him.
He wanted to return them. He didn't. We just got another charge for $59 on our account. And that's this. It's on our account three times. I don't recognize the charge. That's why I called.
Okay, looks like he
wants
ordered
to return
both.
The pods. He never should have ordered those. He has pods.
Well, the AirPods are his to keep. It looks like he ordered them on March the 1st, where he had to pay the shipping and handling for the 14-day trial. Looks like he never called in to cancel his account before the end of the trial period, so he was billed the full retail price for the for the watch, not the pods. The other charge was the climb.
Right. So he wants to return the watch, though. And
okay.
The pods. He doesn't need them. I mean.
Well, they are his to keep. He doesn't have to return them. The most I can do regarding the charge is I can issue him a 35% refund on a charge, and he doesn't have to return them.
Well, he can return them. He doesn't need them. They're not even quality. They're made from China. He shouldn't have made that charge. I'm not saying $60 for something made in China. They're horrible.
Okay. Well, again, he doesn't have to return them. They are his to keep. The most I can do regarding the charge will be a 50% refund on the charge.
But why can't he just return them?
He doesn't have to, ma'am.
But he doesn't need them. He wants his money back.
He's more than welcome to dispose of them as any way he wants.
Well, I'm not paying for something we're not going to use. The ad is deceiving. It says you pay this one thing, and now it's up to $60.
Okay. Well, if those are not working, the most I can do is send him out a free pair of earbuds.
He doesn't need the earbuds. He needs his money back.
Okay.
Why can't
he
return them and get his money
okay,
back?
Okay, well, he's more than welcome
that.
To return them. It's going to be a $9.95 restocking fee per product.
Okay. And is he going to get his money back?
It's going to be deducted from the $9.90. It's going to be $9.95. It's going to be deducted from the charge for both products.
Okay, so how does he return them? Can I have him call you and he can get the address and return it?
Well, he's going to send it back to the same address that they came from.
Okay,
which
so
is the 1155
So he's getting charged $22 for something he doesn't want.
Well, it's a $9.95 restocking fee, and that comes from the charge. And being that the other charge for was declined, it'll come from that same charge of the $59.95.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to have him call you anyways, and I'm going to have it declined at my bank.
Okay,
that's
well, declining the charge with your bank, ma'am, is not going to help at all because your bank does have to contact our company as well, and we do have to provide them with the same terms and conditions that were sent to him along with the information on the account. your bank can't override terms and conditions, so therefore he's going to be held responsible for the charge, and he'll still be charged the full amount, which is $59.95.
No, I can get it declined from my bank. All right, thank you. He'll give you a call. He can deal with it. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks for calling customer support. Bye-bye.